Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel is mild this evening, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Haifa, there's a gentle breeze, making for a pleasant night outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that Israel warns of a heightened terror threat to Israelis and Jews abroad during the holiday period. This comes as Iran, Hamas, Hezbollah, and global jihad groups increase efforts. Also, Ynet reports that Israel struck a Hezbollah command post situated in an empty hospital in Lebanon. This follows a drone attack, with reports of one casualty and three injured. Also this hour, JNS reveals that Israeli security forces uncovered a rocket during a counter-terror raid in Samaria, apprehending a 10-member Hamas cell. Separately, JTA reports Israeli ministers have unveiled plans aimed at encouraging voluntary Palestinian emigration from Gaza. These proposals face international condemnation. And finally, I-24 News announces that Naftali Bennett has unveiled the Biyachad slate, calling it the best team for repairing Israel. Reaction has been swift on social media. Raylan Givens, a political commentator, posted just minutes ago that Prime Minister Netanyahu warned Iran against attacking Israel, stating it would suffer unimaginable consequences. Yael Bartur shared a story about a brave Palestinian man from Gaza, highlighting a confrontation with a squirrel, posting just minutes ago. The Times of Israel posted 25 minutes ago that Greece is seeking deeper ties with both Israel and Arab countries, according to its premier. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the heightened terror threat, the Times of Israel reports that the National Security Council is alerting Israelis and Jews worldwide. This warning comes after 25 Israelis and Jews were killed in overseas attacks. The Council urges heightened vigilance during this holiday period. Turning to the strike in Lebanon, Ynet informs us that Hezbollah's actions are perceived as attempts to slow IDF operations on the strategic Ali Taher Ridge. This strike comes after a drone attack on Israeli territory. The situation adds tension to an already volatile region. Meanwhile, in Samaria, JNS reports that Israeli security forces seized a rocket and detained a 10-member Hamas cell. This operation highlights ongoing security challenges in the area. It underscores the persistent threat posed by terror groups. Separately, the plans for Palestinian emigration unveiled by Israeli ministers have sparked international backlash, reports JTA. Critics argue it could exacerbate tensions and complicate peace efforts. The proposal's impact on regional diplomacy remains uncertain. And finally, about Bennett's Biyachad slate, I-24 News details that he emphasizes unity and competence as key to addressing Israel's challenges. This political move could influence upcoming elections and Israel's political landscape. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that WhatsApp faces a class action lawsuit in Israel over account blocks. Users claim their accounts were suspended without explanation or a proper appeals process. Separately, Globes highlights JFrog's potential despite a recent stock slide. Analysts remain optimistic about the tech company's future despite an 11.3% drop on Wall Street last week. And finally, Walla Business notes that Finance Minister Smotrich blocked the strategic agriculture plan proposed by Dichter. The proposal aimed to set a vision until 2050, but remains on hold. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 8 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.